Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Blades of Steel, featuring Braden, Shane, and Drew. And on today's show, we play the domain game featuring bladesmith.com, e-cash.com, 22a.com. And then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including cabe.com, sunforge.com, inthemoney.com, and absurd.org. Then we also talk about timing the market with domain sales and the importance of selling into the wave when you can, along with some other domain and other non-domain related topics. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at domainsherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. And please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. So definitely check all that out. And huge shout out to DNWE, short for Domain Name Wholesale Exchange. It's a trading platform designed specifically for domain investors, streamlining the process of buying and selling domain names to make it quicker and easier. Go to DNWE.com and check it out. With a community of over 3,500 investors, DNWE enhances market liquidity, facilitating more efficient transactions with standard domain listings, reverse auctions, standard auctions, soon-to-be-added portfolio auctions, including traffic portfolios. DNWE is part of EW3N, which is a family-run digital asset investment company based in London, England, that also operates DomainManage.com, which is a global sales platform, and Brandable.UK, which is a marketplace for UK and co.UK domain names. And shout-out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN-accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on-chain and access crypto investors with 3% commissions, at-cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated. They're a cutting-edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. And for domainers with large portfolios, email Brady at unstoppabledomains.com and see if you qualify for their free transfer in promo. They also have a $5 domain registration promo going on right now, so definitely check all that out. And last but certainly not least, shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at mediaoptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain names and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. So with that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs. I call them guests. They're more like co-hosts, so that's really what they are. So with that, let me go ahead and introduce the four segments of the Domain Sherpa review. Thought I was going to say, let me introduce the co-host. That would have made sense, but that's not how we do it. What I'm doing first is telling you about the segments. We got grand opening. That's where we are right now, live and direct. I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things. Hopefully not too many unrelated things. We'll try to keep Drew on a leash today, but I don't know. It's not looking good. It's not looking promising. Then we got the domain game. That's what we hear about, what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses, and we eventually, somehow, some way, someday, get some swag to the winner. I won last week, so I got myself a brand new Domain Sherpa hoodie. I just took it right out the closet, took tag off it, put it on. You know what I'm saying? It's fresh.
Yeah, remind me how much you ducked that from your paycheck.
Oh, man. All right, so that's where we are right off the bat. That's cool. It's fine. It's all good. My therapist said that you don't really mean it, so it's all good. Then we got segment three, which is NameJet and a Jet. That's where we review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameJet. We see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And then last but not least, we got the grand closing. That's where we discuss anything that we have not already talked about, what's going on in the domain space, and looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guests to mention and promote anything that they want to talk about that we have not maybe that we've already discussed. So with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, we got the one and only Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has its thorn, a.k.a. never going to give Drew up, get Rick rolled, a.k.a. Greybeard, the Domain Pirate. What is going on, my dude? Welcome to the show.
I don't know. All good. I'm going to keep the intro short this week. all good. All good.
All right. You know well, good, good, good. Glad to have you. Glad that you're here. Glad we're keeping it short. So let's keep it going.
Big announcement from Billy. Big announcement from Billy. We just hit 20,000 followers of the Domain Sherpa podcast on X. Woo. Where
let's go.
Domain social hour happens.
Yeah.
Where all things domaining happens on X. So we hit 20,000 followers. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
But we should get that. You know, we got to get this shit up. And it's not about us, about the whole domain community. We need 100,000 people interested in what's going on in our little world, because the more people that are trying to learn about our little world, the more people that are participating in our little world, the bigger that pie gets. And I'm looking for a big goddamn pizza. I want a big pizza.
I'm sick.
Huge ass pizza.
Let's go.
I want that pizza that, like, you know, yeah, what restaurant is it? One is, takes like six fucking people to carry this pizza out to the table. And if you eat it, you get it for free. I will crush that thing, just by the way.
Yo, I'm super down. Yeah, let's go. One bite. Everybody knows the rules. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Let's get this pizza popping. That's Barstool and Dave Portnoy, by the way, which, we're not going to get into it, at least not now, but all this crazy meme coin shit. I mean, that is in itself. Exactly. There you go. Your background with Elmo with the fire is exactly representative of what's happening. We got governments that are collapsing based on meme coin fuckery, Libra coin in Argentina and all this kind of stuff. And it is it is crazy, crazy, crazy. But anyway, we're not going to get into that right now. We're going to maybe talk about it a little later, but let's try to keep it to domains. Here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Big shout out to Billy, all the work that he's doing. Big shout out to everybody, all the followers, 20,000. You know, pretty soon we'll actually maybe be up to Shane's number of followers. You know what I'm saying? We're trying, but it's a process. And, we just keeping it moving, but we do appreciate everybody. And agreed with what Drew's saying, like, you know, and we got to work on that ourselves, is, you know, how to get people engaged. We talk about what we do as a rising tide, lifting all boats. You know, we need everybody to kind of be part of that to help grow this space and grow this pie for everybody's benefit. So, but all good stuff. All right, cool. Well, let's keep it moving. To my lower right, we got my boy, Braden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. Eat Bray Love, a.k.a. Braden Pollockton, the Archduke of Calabasas. Although he's no longer in Calabasas, he's now the Viscount of Woodland Hills.
Never in Calabasas.
No, it's never. Not that your domain is worthless. It's just that it's worth less. And it doesn't matter that you were never in it's an honorary title, man. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Because I drove through Calabasas a bunch of times.
You drove through there a lot, you know what I'm saying? And it's an honorary title, man. And I mean, I hate to break it to you, you're not actually the Viscount of Woodland Hills either, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's also just a made-up thing.
I own woodlandhills.com. I can be whatever I want.
Ooh, okay. That's like Mike Seiger owning bainbridgeisland.com. I mean, that shit matters, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, you own the domain. You actually are the Viscount. So I stand corrected, and I apologize. You are.
You stand just fine. You sit a little funny, but you stand fine.
Oh, man. No. As I, you know, like I said, you know, the Viscount of Woodland Hills, that shit is official. And I'm still going to refer to you as the former Archduke of Calabasas, because it just is what it is. Anyway. All right. Well, what's good, man? How you doing?
I'm good. I just got back from Bali a couple of days ago.
How was that? Where'd you go?
Mostly to Butte.
Okay.
Most of the time I was there. But it was cool.
And you liked it?
Yeah, great time.
Not overdone, kind of just like
overdone.
I don't know.
What's overdone?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. This is just a vibe to the people that I, you know. So here in Lisbon,
here it goes.
You know what I'm saying? There's like a big old. It's there's a contingent of the people that sort of do the circuit. You know what I'm saying? They go. they go from Ibiza, then they go to Ubud, then they go to, you know, Santa Teresa, Costa Rica, then they go. And I just literally can't stand these people. I just can't. I don't know. And they all do the same shit, and they all dress the same, they say the same, they start talking the same. And I don't know. I'm like, yo, don't give me any of that water.
Yeah, I don't know. I did some yoga and some meditation.
You're like, nah, I just had a great time, man. I didn't sit there and overanalyze the vibe, you know what I mean? It's like, sorry that they didn't want to use some sort of fucking like... They didn't carry me from the airport on their shoulders. It was really like kind of awkward, you know. They just treated me like a regular.
The food was great. I mean, ate my way through that city, and everything's a nickel. I mean, compared to Los Angeles, it's just ridiculously cheap.
Yeah,
it's nuts.
Did you order anything to ship back? Did you buy stuff? Did you order stuff to ship back to your house?
No, last time I went, I actually got a container and filled it.
I went to Braden's house and I'm like, did you ship all of Bali here?
Oh, yeah. He saw it. Yeah. I didn't buy anything, actually. I mean, not that I didn't consume before I came back.
Yeah.
But it's just so cheap. Like, if you could get anywhere, you call, they have Grab out there, not Uber, but Grab.
You call Grab. Same in Thailand.
And they show up on like a moped. And you can go anywhere, and it's like 60 to 80 cents. I mean, it's not.
If you call, you have to hold them around their waist, though.
If you want a car because you got a bunch of people, it'll set you back $3.
Yeah,
I mean, we went to another city who's 2 hours away, $25.
That's crazy.
Car and driver. It's crazy.
Well, that's awesome, and well, good for you. So that's definitely what's up. So how did you when you flew? Like, how long was the trip from LA to Bali? Did you go direct? Were you, somehow piggyback off?
No, you can't. It's too far. You got to lay over. I laid over in Singapore.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean like a direct flight. I just meant like, because I know you were in Vegas, and you know, I didn't know if you would piggyback that on any additional like other kind of travel to get you sort of closer, or did you go from LA on some 20-hour
from LA, Singapore, then Bali, and then on the way back, I just came straight back. I laid over in Taiwan, but just for a couple hours.
All right. Well, cool, man.
Lie flat bed. That's the key. That seat goes all the way flat.
Well, did you actually buck up and do it this time?
I did. Yeah.
Are you? You're
a little small. You could probably do that in a regular seat, no? I'm just playing. I just say that because I can't afford to fly like that, so I'm bitter. So I take shots. That's what I do. I try to be like,
oh, look at you with the Domain Fi sweatshirt. I like that. A little D3 plug.
Hey, big shout out to D3, man. I like a lot of the moves they're making.
Yeah, they're making moves.
You know, shout some of the Fred, domains requiring doma.xyz, the new platform that they've got. So yeah, real quick, I mean, look, and you know, full disclosure, Drew's an investor in D3. But it's a cool stuff.
I've got equity also, yeah.
Well, there we go. See,
so. I might have worked with him a little bit myself.
Shane
might have exchanged an email or two.
Yeah, exactly. So, but they're doing some really cool stuff. Doma.xyz, check it out. doma.xyz. It's the new.
And there's a good spaces that they had this weekend. You know, not a lot of people attended, but it was recorded and it had a lot of good information there. So everybody's questioning what it's going to be, how it's going to work, how is it going to happen. And education's super important in this next step. So it's a really
100%. I think that's one of the biggest things. There's so much noise and, you know, trying to figure out how to utilize all the different platforms and different things. And, you know, Web3 is always interesting because, you know, even like GBT auctions, for example, participated in those. You know, we had those guys on the show. It's another platform Drew is invested in. You know, it was like, you know, you needed to get on Base and, you know, and that's, you know, and in order to, you know, move some things and create the wallet, and in order to participate, and, you know, so there's different stuff. And I think the education piece is important because it's a matter of twofold: one, understanding the benefits and why, one, understanding the why, and then understanding the how, right? What are the logistics, the steps that need to be taken in order to participate? So, but it's all out there. There's a lot of really cool stuff happening. So get familiar. Anyway, all right, we're still here in we're still in the intro, so let's keep it moving. Below me, we got my boy Shane Coulter, aka Sugar Shane, aka Honey Shane, aka Mike Rowe, aka Blame It on the Shane, aka House of Shane, aka the culture personality, aka doing it for the culture, in Shane in the membrane, in Shane in the blockchain, aka domain chain.
Heard
I don't know, man. You know, Drew said he was on one today, and then he's actually been more like, once the actual camera came, I'm like, oh man, this is gonna be one of those. And the camera comes on, Drew's
Like, because Shane has a hard stop. I'm trying to, you know, keep it contained. But believe me,
I'm on
something that I got something to say about, I'm gonna light you up.
I have multi-person. I go do a PBS show, live PBS show at 11. So I take that back. We record it. It's actually recorded now. We don't have, PBS can't afford a delay button. People don't realize that costs a lot of money to delay national airtime. And somebody threw an F-bomb on there. And ever since that, they've recorded it ahead of time.
Yo, these plant motherfuckers are crazy. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Just say some, yeah. I mean, like talking about, you know.
Cray-cray. Yo, PBS might have a short shelf life these days.
They're pretty much self-funded at this point. I mean, they do get a lot of money, but they do a lot of fundraising too.
Yeah.
A lot of fundraising. Yeah, I think the shows are great, but that's because I put on the content. So
I will say this. I actually do think PBS does a pretty great job. I think PBS does a pretty great job. NPR, however, I used to be basically, the only thing I listened to is NPR. When I lived in the U.S. and I commuted almost an hour every day from Providence to Newport, where my office was. And I would listen to about 2 hours of radio every single day. And I almost exclusively listened to NPR radio. And since then, NPR has taken a dump. It's basically worthless. It's basically just editorial now. And it's extreme left. Toxic.
A lot of university run things too. I mean,
it's uninformed and just, it's like, stop trying to convince me of things. Like, stop, just shut up. Just report the facts.
My family, a little known fact, my family's Christian Scientist. So I didn't grow up Christian Scientist, but the rest of my family, and they used to brag that they were the truly only neutral news in the world, that everybody,
they used to be an amazing, I mean, literally you had amazing anchors. It was the absolute unequivocal single best source of news in the United States, hands down, not even up for a debate. And then it just took a shit. Basically, it started around the Obama administration and then just been a downward slide.
But the shows are good. The genetic shows, like, that's one of my favorite shows. See everybody's genes.
Oh, that's interesting.
I literally watch people to find six generations. So, no, I think the programming's good on that. I think it's wholesome.
Yeah, they do some really cool stuff. I have to.
PBS does a great job. What? I mean, look, listen. PBS was the home of the greatest painter of all time, Bob Ross.
And
the greatest
Street,
of all
right?
time. The greatest. The GOAT.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so wait, but back to NPR. One thing they do that I love is the Tiny Desk concerts. Have you ever seen those?
Solid.
I mean,
yeah, that's legit.
There are some amazing ones. My favorite is probably Mac Miller's. I love his. And I wasn't even a huge Mac Miller fan, like, unfortunately, when he was still alive.
I
like him. I thought he was cool. But no, you see his Tiny Desk. His Tiny Desk is dope. Another one that's really good is T-Pain. Turns out T-Pain has an incredible singing voice. You know, I mean, everyone attributes his whole vibe to auto-tune. Everyone attributes his whole thing to auto-tune, is like, because that was kind of his shtick. But he's like mad cool, and he has a great actual singing voice. And on his Tiny Desk, it's him, no auto-tune, and it's awesome. It's like a bunch of his songs that sound much better, in my opinion, like on the Tiny Desk version. And he just goes off, and it's really, really great. So. Anyway,
all right, we've covered it all. We've got music in there. We've gotten everything. Now we get to go.
So I'm just telling everybody, check it out if you've never seen those. They are Anderson .Paak's got a really good one. There's a lot of really great ones. And so big shout out to them for that. Anyway, all right. So let's go back. Let's talk some domains, because you're right. Shane's got a hard stop. We got the clock's ticking. We got about 45 minutes from now. So let's go ahead and jump into the domain game. Let's see what's good. So Drew, let's start with you. go ahead and spend the next 10 minutes trying to find a name because you have absolutely no idea.
I came prepared today.
Woo, okay.
But both of these guys may have participated, and so I don't know if it's going to fly or not.
I can't remember what the prices end up anyway, so.
Bladesmith.
I'm getting old, man. I don't remember.
This is a buy, bladesmith.com.
Yeah.
We actually talked about this one on the show.
Well, that's why I wanted to bring it up.
I like it. No, it's good.
The backward reference.
I know where. Yeah, I won't be exact because I didn't see the finish, but I got a good starting point. So I have an advantage, but not a guarantee.
I have no idea. So.
Well, good. And I'm out on this one because I know what we paid for it. But
all right, Brayden.
Yeah. See, I came prepared, and here's where we end up.
Who's Blake Smith?
No, Blade
Smith. Ooh, like that's kind of blade. That's
oh, Blade.
Yeah,
Blade Smith. Like the
ooh,
man
I like
who
that as Blades. I like that as Blade Smith is like a name of a character. That's might be like that's gonna be my that's my Dungeons and Dragons character, Blade Smith. You know what I'm saying?
So it's gonna be my new alias.
Just Blade.
You're gonna get an email from Blade Smith. You know what I'm saying? Who's gonna say no to Blade Smith? Like, I want your domain. This is what I'm gonna pay. Be real careful how you answer this email.
Blade. I like it.
Put a little like, you know, get some cross katana blades at the bottom of my signature.
All right.
So are we rolling with this or do I have to go pick another one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, I think you guys can go. Let's get it.
Okay.
This is what it's going to take to defeat me. You know what I'm saying? Since last week I won, you know, you're just trying to break my domination. All right. So you two, whenever you're ready to pull your phones and show a number to the screen. All right. Boom. Oh, whoa. Brayden. Brayden at $1,111. Shane's at $13,000.
Crawl out from under.
I don't think so. All right. Brayden.
Shane takes it. What do you mean, Shane? Bladesmith is literally what you call somebody that makes knives.
He's a bladesmith, man.
Or swords. Yes, that's what you call it. It's a bladesmith.
You not have a knife.
It's literally one of the oldest trades in
the
world.
Where you get your knives from?
Yeah, but I didn't know it's called a bladesmith.
Well, I don't have a bladesmith.
Knowing is half the battle. As they
said, I just thought it was a cartoon character.
G.I. Joe.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is Blade, the Marvel character played by Wesley Snipes. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, his real name is Blade Smith in the show.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. It's like Blade. No,
what,
I don't think.
What did you? What did you? Let's get everybody back on track. What did you pay?
$10,500.
$10,500 for Blade Smith,
which I thought was a little more than I wanted to pay. I loved it up to about $7,500. But I wanted the name. I really wanted the name because there are like a few things that I sort of, I don't have many hobbies. I have a lot of interests, but like things I actually want to do with my time. I don't have a lot of hobbies, but one of them is custom knives. I love me some custom knives. And I would love at some point, I don't want to make them. I will hurt myself playing with hot metal. But I would love to design and have fabricated, you know, some really sick blades. And I can't imagine a better domain name to sell them on. And what a cool brand, bladesmith.com. Like, you know?
Yeah. It's cool that his hobby is collecting deadly weapons. You know what I'm saying? He's like, that's one of the things I'm into. It's like this morning when I woke up, I felt like, you know, there's the meme on.
If I lived in the United States, I would have so many guns. I mean, we're talking like. I have regular visits from the FBI because they'd be like, why do you need so many guns? And I'd be like, well, because I friggin' love them. I think they're awesome. And I would
buy. A
lot
of people like that and they don't get any visits because it's America.
I know.
But no, Idaho, everybody's carrying a gun.
Yes. I would have an irrational number of guns though. It would be silly. It's funny because I didn't even actually, I've never even owned a gun, but I literally got interested in guns about 3 or 4 years ago. And I started like watching auctions and doing things that were not productive because I can't buy them. But I was just learning about guns and you know, what do they go for? And I didn't realize they were so relatively cheap. Like you can get amazing guns for like a few hundred dollars. For a few thousand dollars, you're rolling around like, you know, special forces. It's crazy.
Well, that is the byproduct of if you live in a country that has tons of guns, then, you know, guns aren't really that expensive. But yeah, it's
actually the ammo is the hard part. Getting the ammo is getting the guns is easy. It's getting the ammo that's hard.
There are a lot of people that have a lot of guns. That's why the average in the U.S. is like average of 3 guns per person or some crazy high number. It's because there's so many people that don't have guns, and then there's a lot of people that have, like, you know, 40.
If you look at, like, let's say probably since the night, like, you know, probably since they killed Kennedy, you know, like, I think distrust in the government and distrust in the institutions that we sort of abide by has just been on a downward slope. And there's a direct correlation between a lack of trust in your government and a lack of trust in the institutions that run your society and the number of guns that you feel you need to own. And, you know, that's where we're at.
The other thing is once you shoot guns, you just kind of like guns. Like once you become
a gun person, it's fun. You know what? It's probably 5 years ago that I got interested in guns. Yeah. And it was literally, like, I had shot rifle when I was a kid. I was a Boy Scout. I went to the Boy Scout, you know, summer camp, 2-3 weeks each summer. You know, I shot a .22. You know, I did a little rabbit hunting, when I was like a teenager. I never shot like a real, real gun. You know, shooting a .22 is like shooting a pellet gun.
Yeah.
But when I was in Vegas and escrow.com took like the top 3 clients. So it was me. It was, you know, this was probably 5-6 years ago. It took me with George Hong and I don't remember who else was there.
I think Adam went 1 year. Adam.
Yeah. And we shot like everything. I shot the sniper rifle that was the gun, not the actual individual gun, but like the same gun as the one that the Canadian sniper, it was the longest confirmed kill ever in history, like 3 miles or something crazy, 3 kilometers, some crazy distance. You know, you got to factor in the wind and all this crazy stuff. I mean, that's
curvature
insane
of
shot.
The earth.
The curvature of the earth. At that distance, you're literally taking into account the curvature of the earth, the wind, like elevation, like every little variable makes a big difference over such a long distance. And anyways, I shot that gun and that thing is insane. I still have the shell casing. It's up on my son has it actually. It's like literally like 2 fingers. It's like this. It's enormous.
Like a 50 caliber?
It's not a 50 cal. It's probably like a 43, 41, 40 something. I don't know what it is, but it's up there. It's a big, that gun's got kick. Like, you know, you have to mount it. You can't hold it and shoot it.
I shot a 50 cal.
I've shot a 50 cal. I shot a Desert Eagle.
That's got a kick.
It'll put your shoulder out.
Yeah, it'll. I cut my forehead open.
Yeah, boom! 100%.
I did. I was out in the snow. I didn't feel it. I stand up, like I hit the target. I'm like, woo! And they're like, you're bleeding.
Yeah. Speaking of 50 cows, that's why, you know, they're calling bullshit on that. You know, the guy that blew up the Cybertruck in front of the Trump in Vegas and supposedly shot himself right before blowing it up with a 50 cal. And they're like, I saw this ammunition expert that was like, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Like, basically, if that dude was sitting in that Cybertruck, because they have a video of the entire thing, you can see his face turning and da da, or you know, whatever. And they're like, if that dude had shot that 50 cal in that Cybertruck, like, we would have heard it on the video, number one. Number two, you would have seen. Yeah, you would have seen the thing like, anyways, yeah.
It would have kept going. Like, it would have blown a hole in the roof of the 100% Cybertruck into the building.
100%. That is a serious projectile.
Yeah. I mean, the bullet's like that big around.
All right. So Shane gets the point for the domain game. Nice job. And good work. So that's a good way to get started. Braden, what do you got? You got a buy or a sell?
I've had a bunch of sales this year, oddly. What I want to talk about is snowball.com, but I can't, unfortunately.
Snowball.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
All right, I'll give you three options.
Can you?
Tensei.
I mean, you can talk about it. You just can't tell us the price.
Yeah.
What's the deal? Who bought Snowball? It's the first time hearing about Snowball.
I don't know, actually. Andrew Miller at Hilco sold it.
Who's that?
He's the guy.
Dude.
What does he do? Does he broker domains? What does he do?
He brings in nuggets.
Yeah.
Nuggets.com.
Anyway, I can't talk about the price. So
okay.
So all right, here's three obscure options for you. Whitesparrow.com, e-cash.com, interface.net.
Oh, ecash.com, e-cash, because I literally just sold ecash.net this morning.
Oh.
So I bet it's the same buyer.
Okay. e-cash.com.
All right.
Go.
Let's do that one.
That sounds like a plan. All right.
And, you know, we never talk about the hyphen domains, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to give the hyphens a little love.
If you're dead.
Hyphens need love too.
We have actually talked, if you remember, we did a show where we were going over the escrow.com quarterly report.
Oh, yeah. There was like a $3 million hyphen sale.
There was some really, like, there was a weird uptick in hyphen domains, which led to us just asking even the audience.
We went and drilled down on that. And what it turned out is there was no uptick. There just happened to be this one enormous outlier sale.
Yeah.
I still don't know what it was. I wish I did. If you are the one that sold that enormous hyphen domain, please come on Domain Sherpa, email us, direct message, whatever. We would love to talk to you. Even if you can't say the domain, we just want to talk about it.
Let's get it. All right. Here we go. So e-cash. Okay,
e-cash.
e-cash.
All right.
Oh, by the way, look at that little Jalen Hurts to AJ Brown on the back of my phone. Little Go Birds.
I wonder how long it's going to take us to actually come out with a known disease of, like, where grown men worship other grown men. There's got to be a name for that.
It's just about winning the championship, man. It's just about winning. Let's go.
Did you win? Did you get a prize?
Let's go.
All right, three, two, one. Oh, nice job, Shane.
Hold on.
I was too lazy. I didn't change my number.
Ooh, okay. Look at us. So we've got.
But look at us. We're in a pocket.
We're locked in. So I'm at 12,000. Shane's at 13,000. And Drew's at, where are you? 14,495. Is that where you were?
895.
Yeah, but 14,95.
We put the monkey in the middle.
Yeah, we stuck Shane in the middle.
I like it.
And the winner is
Shane.
Drew.
Wow.
15,000.
Okay. What was it? 15?
Wait, can I line up? I'm going to line up perfectly with Elmo.
Dude, I was going to say 15. That was my initial number.
And I'll tell you, you want to know what's funny 15. About
Drew 15.
Getting
that. That would be
even cooler.
What's funny about Drew getting that is that Drew sold it to me.
Oh.
Did I really? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. You're right. I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
so,
this is cool. So talk
that was
about
part
it.
Of a package, right?
Yeah,
that was the blue Cora portfolio. Yeah.
So I was after lobby.com, and which I've almost sold a couple times now. And Drew is like, look, this they just want to dump the rest of the portfolio. There was like the one premium left, and then there was like two dozen like two word names. I'm like, I don't want
But
those.
They were good. They were like It was like lettertosanta.com in there?
Love letter and
yeah,
which there was like 35 grand.
And then you have Valentine Day. It was like it wasn't Valentine's, but it was Valentine.
No, let me tell you something. Like I didn't want them. And then what happened was like 2 weeks late, I was like, I'll just dump them $500 a piece or something, or $1,000. I don't remember. And then I got an inquiry like 2 weeks later for like hobbymarket.com or something like that. I was like,
another good one. Another great name.
And I said, I mean, this is years ago, right? And I thought, all right, I mean, let me ask 3750. And I'll leave room for negotiation. And the guy replies, fair enough. How should we do this? I was like, maybe I undersold that. And then I kind of, thought about it again and jacked up all the prices. And then they've been popping, and I've made like my money back and then some, because I had a handful of them pop for like 35 grand each, and like I'm way in the good on that portfolio.
Yeah.
And I haven't sold Lobby yet.
Honestly, it's always like that.
So based on the pricing, I had allocated $1,000 purchase price to that name. And so 1,000 to 15 grand, so 15x.
Oh, man, I almost nailed it. I was off by $15, ladies and gentlemen.
150, I think. You were
150?
850, yeah. Yeah, I said you're almost dead on.
One order of magnitude?
So
half an order of magnitude. Yeah. All right, well, that's what's up. All right,
no, so an order of magnitude is 10.
10.
A multiple of 10, and I got it by a multiple of 10. I said 15, it was actually 150. It's exactly one order of magnitude, just for the record.
Just for the record. Just
because that kind of shit will bother Seiger.
Man, Seiger's catching some strays out here. He's just, finding his own business, running. He's just running.
That's not an insult. He's a Six Sigma maximalist. If he hears you talking about a multiple of 10 being a half an order of magnitude, that shit'll make him twitch.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm sure he would probably twitch. Yeah.
Yes, he would probably twitch. All right. Well, so we've got Drew with a point, Shane with a point, and Shane, you're up next with the name for the domain game. So if Drew gets this, he's the winner. If not, then we're going to go into some kind of a potential overtime situation. So what do we got going on?
All right. So this isn't my sale, but I pulled a sale. So, 22A.com. 22A.com.
You know 22A.
It. Yeah.
Sounds like a flight seat. That's like the lady in 22A.
I like these kind of names. They took a hit when everybody was like shill bidding them for GoDaddy for a while.
I remember back in the day, like we're talking 15 years ago, when you were all over these letter, number, letter. That was your joint. That was your joint.
I still have a bunch of them.
I don't
have any idea what these are going for now. I know. That's why I put them up
here. I have no idea. No idea. I'm going to go going.
That's why I looked through all the things. I thought this would be an interesting one to talk about.
All right.
Here we go. First AJ Brown touchdown. Next AJ Brown touchdown.
Yeah, go.
Flip it. Oh, okay.
I went retail.
Yeah, I went wholesale. So I'm 1,150. Drew's at 3,369. And Braden's at 22,000.
So 12,750. So Drew still wins.
Ooh. No. And he wins the domain game. Wait.
Yeah, because the difference between 3 and 20.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what were you, Braden?
9,000 versus 11,000. Yeah. Drew's close.
So Drew wins the domain game. Look at that, Drew. Show him, Elmo. Give him the Elmo. Let's go. Ah! He's on fire. All right. So where did that happen? And so it sold for 10 G's,
that was at GoDaddy. GoDaddy regular auction.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so you're starting to see a repeating number and a letter cross 10 grand pretty regularly.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's wild to me, dude.
Not all of them, but like, non-zero, non-four. It's not quite.
Are you still seeing those kind of patterns, like the Chinese favored numbers? So for the folks out there in the universe that aren't super familiar, the zeros and fours are not favored by way of numbers. I don't know why zero. I know four, it's because it sounds like the Chinese word for death, right? It's like an unlocked number.
Well, I think zero and O, the letter O, are a little confusing just typing in general.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. But
I know four is like an unlocked.
Fournumber.com, they're actually taking a hit. The value's gone down quite a bit lately.
I'm seeing a lot of them popping up on GoDaddy.
Yeah, they're, but again, I think.
Fournumber? You say fourth number?
Four number.
I have a four number, which Shane, you told me to buy a long time ago, which arguably was a good buy, and I just should have sold it way back when. I'm still sitting on it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you if that's still. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I couldn't tell if he just complimented you or if he was telling you the reason.
No.
I'd like to make two comments. One is, as I've said 100 times on this show, always sell into the wave. Sell into the wave. If you happen to have a name that's part of some kind of trend, sell into the wave. Don't wait for the wave to crash into the beach where you get your freaking, you know, mouthful of sand. Sell into the wave and go out, get yourself, you know, something nice.
As a man who's experienced, the top of the wave pile drives you. The bottom, on the wave is really nice to ride.
Hell yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Well, it's like
second comment is so as I said, I sold ecash.net this morning for $4,895. And that was just on a bin. That was just somebody just came in and hit the bin on Afternic.
I wonder if it's the same buyer.
Ah, for sure. You think somebody in the last week bought two ecash things?
Yeah, because this one sold on the 7 days ago.
Okay. Yeah.
The 11th.
All right.
I'm sure it's the same buyer.
Sell into the wave. I think Shane has said plenty of times, you know, no one's ever lost money taking a profit. That's me.
That's once again, that's me.
Well, Shane, who says that?
Well, actually, that's not me. That's actually a Charlie Tuna saying. Nobody ever lost money taking a profit.
I think that's been around a long time, but it's a very, yeah.
I was trying to.
I've not hit peak on anything. Like literally, never hit peak on anything. But like even on those four numbers, I was selling.
Bitcoin.org, e-cash forwards to ecash.com, which forwards to bitcoin.org.
Well, there's a movement in crypto, and we won't talk about it because we've got business dealings going on. But there's a big movement of types of crypto that are popping off right now. So I think we're trying to be a little more agnostic and more towards the masses when it comes to blockchain and crypto. You're seeing
Bitcoin.org.
Well, I think that might have been the case until Malay just the rug pulled like.
True. Everybody. Well, I also think you're going to start seeing more just,
but I know what you're saying and for various reasons, we won't dig into it, but yes, I generally agree, but, I think the shitcoinery is that shit has gotten recapped.
We're going to have to get back to legitimacy on activity and things like that. I agree with you.
Shitcoin just got Tanya hardened.
Yeah.
Well, when I move back to stocks. Right. I mean, it's just the what a disaster this last week has been for meme coins. But I mean, hey, look, at some point the musical chairs has to stop and everybody's looking around. The emperor has no clothes. It's all quote unquote collectible for the LOLs, for the lulls or the LULZs or whatever the fuck. And like, you know, but dude, I mean, maximum extraction or what was the
that was a thing today.
Max extract,
that's what these, extraction,
man, we want to go maximum extraction on this one, guys. So as soon as there's an opportunity to rug the shit, we're doing it and we're out. I mean, it's crazy. It is the Wild West there. It's just insane. And then you've got, you know, heads of state fucking promoting shit coins, deleting tweets, then saying, no, I didn't promote it. I just shared it, and then sharing it again. And it's like, I mean,
this is what decentralization looks like. You take the good and the bad. So
that's a great way of saying it too. And look, and I don't think anybody who's investing in meme coins can really say, hey, oh my God, I can't believe I lost money on fucking, you know, dick coin or whatever it is, when it's like, you know, hey, these are coins that, you know, clearly there's no utility. The whole idea is that, you know, you're trying to just, it's a casino, you know, and you're trying to catch the wave.
Talk about
riding the wave and wanting to sell into the wave. You know what I mean? So,
if the only laws, as my dad used to say, if the only rules are your morals, then you better buy some guns.
That all doubles back, or some knives. You know what I'm saying?
Did anybody see the, what's that crazy senator's name? Kennedy, the Louisiana Kennedy. What's his name?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I know who you mean. He looks like...
Oh, man. He is hilarious. Like, he's the funniest guy ever. The guy is hilarious. I don't even care about your politics. He's just hilarious. The shit that comes out of his mouth are crazy. The other day, he put out like an advertisement, and it was a Second Amendment advertisement, and it was him sitting at his home at his desk cleaning his revolver, and he's cleaning the revolver, and he says, it came out on Valentine's Day, and he says, on today's Valentine's Day, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but he says, like, today's Valentine's Day, and I'd like to remind everybody that I believe the answer to all of our problems is love, but just in case, you might want to get a gun. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, you know, cool. Funny. I guess I don't know. I feel like it seems like, you know, you're trying a little hard there. I get what you mean, funny. And
it's kind of funny.
It's funny, yeah. Even if you're anti-gun, it's like it's just funny.
And you're from the South, it's just Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I live in Florida, man. You know what I mean? And it's like, and I'm in North Florida, so we, you know, we're good.
Yeah.
You know, come knock on our door. We'll see what's up. No. But
somebody said, if you want to write a story, just come to the South. You'll have one by the time you leave.
It is. We full of characters.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, all good. Let's keep moving.
We got
to get Name Jack in a Jet. So let's slide into the Name Jack in a Jet portion of the show. That's where we're going to review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like, what they don't like. You can also go to the post on the Domain Sherpa website, pull the spreadsheet that'll have things like the Estabot appraisal, how many back orders is at the time that we put the list together, which was a day before we recorded the show. Back order end date, so you can know when you want to get active in the auction so that you don't miss the opportunity. And along with some other info that would hopefully be helpful. So go ahead and grab the list and check it out. It's all good. And then let's see what the Sherpas have to say. Let's see what they think. Braden, you're next up in the order here on my screen. So why don't we start with you and see on the list, what do you like and what don't you like?
Okay. Cabe, C-A-B-E, four L pronounceable. You know, this can be hundreds of companies called Cabe.
Bless you, Drew.
I don't know what it means, but it's just an easy 4L single syllable.
So I don't know what it means, but it's provocative.
It's provocative. It gets the people going. So what are you trying to pay? What are you trying to pay for that one in the auction?
Actually, I don't know. I really, because I don't buy these kinds of names.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my guess would be, you know, no more than a couple of grand.
Okay.
But I could be off. I like ears with a Z just ears. Because, you know, in the U.S., hearing aids just got deregulated. And so there's a lot of hearing aid companies. So it's good brandable for a hearing aid brand.
Okay.
What else? And Nordique, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, is French for north.
Nordique. Yeah, I like
that. Who cares about the French?
That's it. We take
nobody likes the French. I mean, the French don't even like the French.
The French don't even like the French.
All right.
Especially if they're rich.
Give me one more that you like or don't like.
And drip coffee.
You like it?
Just EMD. Coffee's just a huge.
Speaking of the French.
I'll drink to that.
Disappear. Becoming Brigitte.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's a fascinating story about the
about the derailment of Domain Sherpa.
The wife. Yeah, the wife of Macron, the president of France.
You'd be the weirdest shit.
He's off the reservation, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all right.
I'll tell you what. I thought this shit was wild. I was like, yo, I thought this shit was so far off the reservation. I was like, y'all tripping. And then I listened to this thing that somebody sent me, and I was like, oh, man, there's actually some substance here. And then I picked up the book. And I'll tell you what. You put a gun to my head, I'm going to tell you 85-90% Brigitte was not born a woman. Let's put it that way.
Oh, good. Great. I'm glad that that's where this went. I'm glad that we said, hey, we're going to keep it pretty like low key today. We're not going to get into the politics.
Who said that? Whoever said that?
I think
maybe you have that conversation in your head.
As I heard France president, I was like, I know where this is going.
I could see it. I knew where it was going. I should have just used it. I got to use it.
You encouraged me. You encouraged me.
I did. Well, I can't help it. It's like, you know, it's the train wreck, like car crash thing. It's like, that's all right. We'll encourage the car crash.
So you could just say, you could make it simple and say, she can't swim at Princeton.
There you go. All right. You know what? So I do appreciate that you are an avid reader, Drew. I'm trying to get my kids to read more. You know, that's one of the things.
How about you give them, show by example?
I know. Well, that's
That's it.
Funny you say that. So I used to read a lot, right? And I don't read as much now. I don't have a whole lot of time, and that's one of my excuses.
Now you prefer to run. Now you prefer to watch men, grown ass men in tights, run around on a field instead of.
All right, I got to. We don't have a whole lot of time, but I have two things to say in response to both of these, and I'm going to get these out because it's time for me to get my words in edgewise. So number one, on the reading thing, I want to get my kids to read more. We did say, hey, we're going to do a little family book club. And it did get stuck with me being the one that did not do the reading. You know what I'm saying? So it's I read my chapters last night. So I'm finally getting it moving. You know what I mean?
And, it's simple. Turn off the sound and put closed caption. Make your kids only watch movies with captions.
We actually do. We watch movies with closed caption because I'm old and I can't hear great. I can't see great. I got a bad shoulder. I think I got bad knees. You know what I'm saying? My kids aren't going to be able to watch TV without closed captions. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I mean, we watching Squid Games with like the American dubs and subtitles. You know what I'm saying? Like we will, you know. Anyway, and the other thing was about the sports thing, right? It's a community thing, man. There were people in preparation of the Super Bowl that they went to this one of their friends who had passed away. They went to his grave and did a little pregame thing all in their Eagles gear at the cemetery because it brings people together, man. And then the Eagles went and won the Super Bowl. The good guys won, and we're feeling pretty excited about it. It's not just, I'm going to watch grown men, you know, in tights, like pushing up against each other. That sounds uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? But we're getting busy with a team that represents the ethos of the city, man.
You can frame it however you want, but all those hours I was reading and you were watching grown men in tights, I got educated and I leveled up my knowledge and you literally just dumbed down your shit.
Did you level up or did you just go way sideways?
I don't like to do this in public usually, but I agree with Drew.
Oh man, wow.
We're on full Elmo again.
Drew's on fire today, man. This is messed up. It's all good. Billy's gonna cut all this stuff. Anyway,
all right, who's next?
Shane is up next. Let's go, Shane.
I agree. I like Cabe. Cabe's a name too, so I think I don't know if
is that like the ugly redheaded cousin of Gabe?
Gabe's ugly redhead. Cabe. Hey, yo, has anyone seen Cabe? We don't hang out with Cabe. Keep Cabe in the house.
Like on East Coast and West Coast and Midwest, they rhyme everything with Erin. Like Erin, Keegan, Kalen, Kogan. But down south, they just shorten it up to like Cabe and
Cabe. Exactly. Cabe, Cabe, Cabe.
We just do it different down there.
Definitely limit this. It's too hot to have too many syllables.
I honestly don't like this list compared to most of the lists. This is my least favorite in a couple months. So, yep.
That's all right, man. Hey,
yeah,
look,
I mean,
you know,
Taimyo's kind of interesting in a 5L if you buy it correctly. I think it exudes some chronologically. So I would definitely add it to my 5L if I can get it under 1,000.
Okay.
So, and I would probably be at the 10,000, 12,000 on it. So those are the kind that put in my portfolio all the time. In the Money's a fun one. Like, I think that's a good trading name. You're seeing a lot more of that coming around. Like, I think we had Double Down. No, what do we have? Double Your Money last week. That's up for auction. A lot of those names are coming into play for trading, and there's thousands of trading sites coming up every year. So they're trying to be more creative and more top of mind with terms. So they're getting a little bit longer, but they're catchy. And I think In the Money is a positive term.
Yep.
So
you definitely want to be in the money.
In the money.
It goes back to exactly what we just said. So, sell into the wave. Nobody ever lost money taking a profit. You want to be
And I think Drip Coffee will be, so when I first looked at it, I said too generic, but then I looked back and the name of the coffee shop is going to be called Drip.
Yeah,
right?
Drip. I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how they're going to approach it. It's not going to be, we're selling Drip Coffee as a product, but the whole thing's going to be called Drip. So
called Drip, and then it's
from that standpoint, I think it's a fantastic name. And
good
maybe,
point.
Yeah. Maybe my favorite on the list, because and we know that when you're dealing, like, only one person is going to get Drip, but there's going to be a lot of places named Drip that are coffee, so the second best is probably Drip Coffee. So anyway, that's one I really like. I think absurd.org on a build out would be fun as shit. Like, so it's a perfect meme name, it's a perfect video name, it's a perfect content name. So I do like it, and I think you're going to get it pretty cheap. So Those are the names I like so much. I hate, like, numerology.net. Like, nets are great, but they've got to be perfect in order to sell. Really good name. So
yeah, that one's gonna be tough.
Yeah, so that'll be a tough sale.
All right, cool.
Let, Drew, take the rest.
All right, Drew, bring it home.
Yeah, I don't really like. I like Nordique, and I like Cabe. That's it. I like Drip Coffee now that you explained it that way. But the thing to keep in mind is that it's literally going to sell to, like, unless it's going to be a new franchise, it's going to be like a single shop coffee owner. And so you're like, you're talking about $2,500, $5,000 max.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. So
I agree.
You got a very limited upside. But
if it's a coffee brand, maybe a little bit more on the higher end, you know, $5,000 if it's like Drip Coffee.
Drip is, you know, what the youngins call, you know, like your style now. That's your drip, the clothes you're wearing. And so there is some cool brandability around that. You know what I mean? You could create a cool coffee brand around, you know, drip coffee. But still, I don't think it's like huge upside.
Yeah.
The problem is if you don't spend... If you spend more than a couple hundred bucks on that name, you're just not going to make much of a margin, because at the end of the day, it's going to sell for $2,500, $3,500, and it's going to take years.
Yep.
You know, it's a slow selling name. It's not a high value name. And so you drop $1,000 on that thing.
Yeah. And I guess your boat is also, you know, it's kind of like, it's okay, right? If you get yourboat.com for like $1,000, you know, You're not winning the lottery, but you're probably worth more.
Yeah.
But I really don't love anything on here, except I do kind of like Nordique, even though I'm from the French.
Well, it's interesting, and I don't know if some of this is a function of the fact that we've done a few Domain Sherpa reviews in a row, week to week to week. And as that happens, it kind of thins the list a little bit, you know, because, you know, then we're pulling 15 names or so a week. And, you know, when these auctions are taking place over the course of, you know, month, you know, it starts to sort of thin it out a little bit. But what about Sunforge? What about a name like Sunforge?
Yeah, I like Sunforge. I backordered Sunforge, but it's, you know, it's a one in a million name. It's a good brand, but it's a pure brandable, and somebody's either going to hit on it or not.
Yeah. All right. I'm with it. The one I thought somebody was going to say they don't like is Electronic Books. I expected that somebody was going to hate
horrible.
On them.
There's like no, that's terrible to me.
Yeah. So
and Sunforge has a lot of use cases. There's energy company, another energy company, solar company. So there's some pretty decent size to Sunforce.
Well, and I think all these, maybe except for one or two, are names that you all are going to probably, like you said, you're back ordering. You know, if you can get them for the $69, I mean, we say it on the show all the time. It's, you know, it's, you make money on the buy, not necessarily on the sell. So this is about what you can acquire these for. So, but I guess we shall see. Either way, it's all good. So that's the Name Jet in the Jet segment. Thank you, Name Jet. Shout out to y'all. All right. So then that gives us, literally, we have about 5 minutes left. Just to do a little round the horn type thing that we do.
And this one, the auction for Fertilawn, Fertilawn.
Fertilawn. All right.
Have you ever heard that? That's like an old brand for that. That literally was on the shelves for like 50 years at every garden center.
Fertilawn. It's a good, I mean, it makes sense to me. You know what I'm saying? I like it as a brand. If you're in the, if that's what you do, if you got fertilizer, I have bags of fertilizer in my garage right now. I've got to get my lawn spring situation going, and I need some Fertilawn.
Call Fertilawn. They do a great
Fertilawn.
Job.
Oh, even better.
I don't even have to put it down myself.
I don't even have to put it down myself. I can call somebody to come and do the treatment. Let's go. I'll call Fertilawn.
It sounds like somebody that would do, like a national brand that would do your lawn, like True Green.
I'm all about it. Let's go.
I can't decide Fertilawn or Fertilawn.
It used to be a brand, right?
Fertilawn. Yeah.
It's funny how these brands come back, and it makes sense if somebody's looking for brands, like, well, let's find something that used to be a thing and then it'll have a little bit of familiarity.
They let all the trademarks expire too. That's a thing when people look and you say, oh, that's a brand, and you look and you say, well, they let it go, but sometimes they don't let the trademarks go, and sometimes they hold that and you're like, hold on, so I can get the name, but they hold the trademarks in 17 categories. So,
well, but then you also have to look, do they have that continued use? And if the brand hasn't been
exactly,
then it's like, then they haven't actually, you know, then technically they may have.
Then it's like all your trademarks are now ours.
Are now us. Yeah. Are now belong to us.
Are now us. Yeah.
Remember the original, the Xtracycle?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like the original stationary bike. Now they call it.
Oh,
So the original is like from the 40s.
Is that the one with the fan in the front, though? Like the fan wheel in the front, or no?
No, but it kind of
it moves back and forth like
that. Okay.
Anyways, I own extracycle.com.net.org.
Yeah. Matt, somebody from Always Sunny.
That's going to be on your gravestone.
Yeah.
Extracycle.com.net.org.
Don't you think somebody's going to come up with a spin bike and want that old brand?
It'll come back.
No way, man. No way. What's our boy Al's? What's Al Tom's his thing called? That's the joint. That's the only one to get. What is it?
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Oh, man. He's a domainer. He's the guy that sold me.com to Apple for $8 million.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
Shane, you were there when we were at the Space Center. And he goes, right. He pointed at me and he goes, I'm not even going to say what he said.
Oh, yeah. He's got that, like the ultimate exercise machine or something like that.
Yeah.
That
is,
the airplane magazines, it's always in there.
Yeah. You know, I talked to that dude. He's like $38,000 or something crazy.
And he also invented the wood paneling that goes inside of your sauna. That's him. He also invented that. He started out in the sauna business. Then he launched the bikes. Or the what is that called, though? It's got a great name.
I have no idea, but I remember it's a full page ad when they had magazines in the.
By the way, that guy is legit a genius, and he's a treasure. He's a treasure. I hope he's still alive. If you're out there,
he makes a lot of money from those bikes. I mean, last time I talked to him,
Much money he makes? Do you know how much money Alf Tome?
Oh, Alf. Okay.
And he still gets royalties on the saunas.
Oof. So good.
He owns cold.
Oh, the RomFab 4-minute exercise machine?
RomFab. Yeah, that's it. That shit.
Yeah, Al Temme, man. Alf Temme. Let's go.
Dude, he is just an amazing human being. Really. I like him a lot.
All right. I'm with it, man. That's what's up. So,
fascinating individual, and he is a domainer through and through. He still owns
Oh yeah, I know this dude, man. I've seen this guy's been at like NamesCon and stuff.
Yeah, he used to go to the shows.
He's a name, but like customer back
the last time I saw him was in LA at the Space, you know, whatever that's called, and that was probably a Domain Fest. So
yeah,
we're talking.
Didn't we ate under the space eight, shuttle.
Yeah, that was like 8-10 years ago.
Ronald Reagan,
and he was 80 years old, 80-something back then. So, dude. If he's alive, which he might be, because he was a little overweight, but he was still a healthy guy, you know, a healthy sex life too. He'd like to tell you about it. Okay. And
I missed that part of the conversation, but
it's a little extra, but I'm with you. Keep going.
Hey, listen, you know, key to longevity. And but so he might still be alive, and I hope he is, because he was a great guy. Great guy. Alf Tamei.
Yeah, Alf Tamei, man. 4-minute, whoever heard of 6-minute abs, you know?
Yeah,
you
can't right. ever see
something about Mary the scene with the...
But, right. But legit, I, you know, I challenge you to go do 4 minutes on that thing. It will bust your ass. It is really, it's no, legit.
Hey, I'm with it, man. I can use it.
Yeah. The thing is legit.
Where did you try that machine?
Out in L.A.?
Yeah, they had a show.
They had one at Traffic or something, right?
No.
So when did you try it? Like you went to a...
He sent me over to someone's house. They had one. So I could try it.
Dude, there's layers to this story, but you know, we don't have time to peel this.
You got one more minute and Daddy's got to go to PBS.
You know, so we don't have time to peel back the layers on this onion, but interested. I'm definitely interested.
There are layers.
But hey, all right. Well, look, everybody, today's episode it was a short one. It was a good one. I think we stayed relatively on track. I think we're going to call this one Blades of Steel. You remember that game, Blades of Steel, the old Nintendo hockey game or whatever? Since we led off with Bladesmith. But so just keep it sharp. keep your stuff loaded and ready to go. You just never know when it's going to pop off. But hey, we appreciate it. I don't even know where I'm going with this other than to say thank you guys.
Just say goodbye.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Thank you guys for joining today. Much appreciated as always, especially Shane having to fit this in. I know your timing was tight.
Thank you guys for moving it.
Yeah, no. Hey, to the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Hopefully, you know, to the three of you that are still here. Thank you so much for sticking through this with us. You know, it was great. Like I say on every show, without you, there is no us, but we continue to do what we do. If that hyphen seller is out there, let us know. We'd love to get a little bit more insight into that. Or anybody that's got some insight into some domain trends or something that's interesting. You know, I feel like sometimes, you know, people are like, oh, you should talk about this and that. But I didn't really want to approach you guys about it, but we're literally here just, you know, receptive to whatever, you know, we've got happy to talk about anything domain related and things that are not necessarily domain related. But either way, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. And on that note, we're going to call it. Thank you so much. And we'll see everybody here next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody.